What's up, everyone? Dre Pail here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with a special guest fresh off the release of their new album, Lift You Up. I'm here with frontman Drew of Toronto rock band Return for Refund. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, man. Looking forward to chatting. First off, before we get into details about the album and the single, I'm just curious if you could tell Hamilton a little bit about Return for Refund. How did you guys kind of come together, and maybe who are some of your influences?
Sure. Well, the band started, I guess, when I moved back to Toronto about 4 years ago after leaving to serve in the Canadian Army. I left knowing that I wanted to start a band, and I started auditioning for different groups. And then at one audition, things went really well, and I met this guitar player, who is Sasha, who is currently a band member as well. And we kind of got together and really hit things off, and knew that we wanted to form a rock band together. So from there, we found ourselves a drummer, and we had a bassist, and Return for Refund was born. And that was about 4 years ago now. And since then, we've had a couple changes in the lineup, getting stronger and better along the way, and just perfecting our sound and, you know, building our catalog, getting more comfortable performing, and just getting to the level that we're at now. In terms of our influences, we're all really heavy into 70s style rock, you know, stuff like Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Sabbath, also stuff like, you know, grunge era, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, stuff with, you know, like great, like strong musicality, but also with a lot of emotion, a lot of grit. You know, straightforward rock and roll, pretty much.
That's great, man. Well, first I want to say thanks. Thanks for your service. And that's incredible that it was kind of that transition through doing stuff overseas that kind of inspired the music. I'm curious how your involvement with the Army played a role in your musical style.
As for my musical style itself, I'd say it had very little. But in terms of how I understand how the band should function as a unit, as a cohesive group, I would say, like, my military experience is invaluable. You know, I had a lot of firsthand experiences and seeing a lot of different types of leadership under very stressful circumstances. And seeing, you know, leadership that works and leadership that doesn't work. And I just learned right off the bat that if you're going to have a group of guys that are going to be able to do something worth mention, you know, it's going to have to be, you know, a very tight run group with very strong vision and very strong compassion all throughout. Because being in a band is a very hard thing to do. People have complex lives and people have things going on, and, you know, the structure itself has to be flexible to allow people to still be themselves, yet, you know, give what they have to the music. And I think with Return for Refund, we've really reached a point where the band itself and the structure is rock solid.
I think that the whole discussion about different forms of leadership is that kind of where you guys got the title for the album Lift You Up, or is that a coincidence? Is that kind of something that you guys are trying to portray as like an overall message with the album, the importance of leadership?
I wouldn't say that the album has leadership themes in it. Lift You Up is more about, I would say, self-sacrifice and, you know, carrying out, one's duty and taking care of the people in their lives. Like, if you listen to the song lyrics themselves, it's all about you know, listening to your path and sort of self-sacrifice for the sake of others. So I don't know if that's so much a form of leadership. I guess you could see that as such, but with the forming of the band and the name of the album, I guess maybe there is a parallel, for sure.
Now, can you talk a little bit more about being in a rock band? I mean, there's always different struggles and people have different personalities. Just how has the grind been for you guys as a unit, as a band, and what are some of the obstacles that you guys have had to overcome in order to get into the position you're at now?
Well, first things first, when it comes to us, you know, me and all the boys, it's really important that we're friends and brothers first, and that we maintain that love and respect for each other. Because, you know, with the amount of, you know, the amount of crap that we have to go through, the amount of work that this takes, and the, you know, the minimal payback that we get, especially at, you know, at this level, if you don't have a group that's built on, you know, principles of mutual respect, it doesn't work for very long, you know. And if people aren't loving it while they're doing it, it's not going to work for very long either. So in terms of how we structure the band, that's really the most important thing. And then everything else is just about finding a framework for everyone to express themselves creatively and sort of find themselves within the songs and within, you know, the overall, I guess, performance of the band.
Now, you guys have a show on April 13th in Hamilton at Doors Taco Joint. What can people look forward to when coming to check you guys out? What is the whole live performance like for Return for Refund?
We are a high energy, like good feeling, just straight rock and roll band. You know, they should expect, you know, pumping beats, wailing solos, loud in your face vocals, but with like a spirit of just good, positive, life affirming energy. You know, we're really energetic on stage. We run around, we kid with each other. Basically, when we're on stage, we try to just show what it's like for us in our jam session. Like, we really love playing with each other. We have a lot of fun. And we really do like each other as people. And one of the biggest comments that I get back from people who see us play is they can feel that. Like, they can sense that from the way that we look each other and the way we kid around and interact on stage while we're still, you know, pumping out these high-energy, catchy tunes that really seem to get the audience going.
Now, lastly, before we go, my favorite question that I love to ask every guest that I speak to is, what is your meaning of success? Is there something specific that you're striving towards, something that you need to feel or physically obtain in order to be like, hey, I feel successful? What are your thoughts on success?
You know, to be honest, just having the group of guys that – you know, I have now to play with, and just the way we feel when we come off the stage, that's success right there. Like, we just finished doing a four show run from Sudbury to Winnipeg, and every single night we went up on stage and just had a blast, and then made friends with the people there and just had fun. And to me, like, that's successful. Like, that's awesome, because it's as long as we have that feeling every time we get up on stage, which we manage to do, like we very rarely get off stage and don't feel great. I can't even remember the last time that happened. As long as that happens, the band's going to keep going. Everyone's going to love it. And if they love it, they're going to keep finding a way of making it happen. So to be honest, like, just getting home right now, I feel that sense of success 100%.
Awesome, man. I love your attitude. I love your energy. I think that Hamilton is going to be in for a real treat. I do want to make sure that people check out, you guys have a new single, What Were Their Names?
That's right, yeah.
And just briefly before we go, I'm just curious, what made you guys say, like, hey, this is the song, this is the single? Is it the message behind it or just kind of the vibe?
Well, it's just one of those songs that has a great energy to it. It really showcases a lot of the individual talents of the people in the band, but at the same time, shows a cohesion. It's a strong song. We just felt that, you know, putting our best foot forward, What Were Their Names was just a banger, you know, and people who listen to it, they just hear those triplets and they hear that, you know, that thumping beat, and you just, every time you see their head just bop into it. Right. So yeah, it just felt like the right one to show off. You know?
Awesome, man. Well, I'm looking forward to the show. If you're listening to this interview, please check out returntorefund.com or visit them at returntorefund on Instagram. Drew, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you and Return for Refund lots of success in the future.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure talking to you.